Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks into your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hosting hot tip. You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome pieces for our short-term rentals?
Well, we're going to let you in on our secret weapon. It is Manoan. They have steep discounts on over 100 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, Bello. The list goes on and on. But these discounts are for hosts and designers for hosts only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Wayfair, wanting to give our listing that wow factor, but you know us. We are all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
And that's where Manoan stepped in with an awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. Yes, I said free. F-R-E-E. No cost to join. No monthly membership. It is completely free. But these discounts are exclusive. You do have to be a host or a designer for hosts.
Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and purchase and fill your shopping cart in just a few clicks. And it's not just furniture and decor. Restock your most used items anytime you need to refill your supply area.
Exactly. And the best part, again, no catch. There's no fees, nada. Just major discounts waiting for you. Being a Manoan member is like being a VIP host without breaking the bank.
So head on over to ManoanExperience.com. That's M-I-N-O-A-N experience.com. Or just simply click the link in our show notes and sign up and let the savings begin.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And we are so excited to kick off this episode like we do every week. And that is sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who's using our Instagram hashtag, STR Share Sunday. We'll share you on Instagram on Sunday, but we'll also share you here on the podcast and to our entire email list. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Trimble Cottage. Let me spell that for you real quick. T-R-I-M-B-E-L-L-E at Trimble Cottage. I just really like these hosts. They're really sweet. Please always tell your story in your feed, because it just people instantly connect with you. But Luke and Kendra, they are trout fishermen or fisher people.
Fisher peeps.
And I love it because of a lot of their messaging, their branding is about their
about trout?
7-acre riverfront. Yeah, about trout. Oh, you should. Hey, if you guys want to name your cottage about trout, I think you should. But just about the pristine trout fishing. Sarah and I went on a fishing trip. That was so fun. So maybe we'll come visit this trout fishing cottage. But I love that. Like, they're leaning into it. It is one thing I want to share about their Instagram and them telling their story. I love it. There is stuff that doesn't fit on a spreadsheet. They're both teachers. This is a dream location for them to have a property. And so I just want to encourage everybody, your investment, your short-term rental, your vacation rental, it isn't all just about the spreadsheet. It could be that legacy property for you, that dream property, and in just a way to help pay for it. So if that's what you're doing, we love that. And just, it's such a cute cottage here. And it's their home. It's where they're going to spend some of their time, and they want us to experience their magic. But they're really just leaning in. I mean, there's lots of the, I guess it's a river, a stream. They show the stream a lot. They show the trout a lot. And I love it. It makes me want to go fishing there. So lean into your why, lean into what that amenity is. And it's in Wisconsin. So it's like, let's do this, right? I now want to go to Wisconsin. Well done, Trimble. So it's so, and they're just cute. I love it.
All right, let's continue on our celebration of Money Making May, sponsored by our friends at Price Labs. We are proudly announcing this partnership with Price Labs because, everyone, we have been using the software for years and years, and our revenue management is on point. Our pricing is on point, and we know yours can be too. So if you've yet to try dynamic pricing, if you've, you know, subscribed a month or two and you didn't do anything with it, now is the time, because they are giving all of our listeners 30-day free trial. They won't even ask for your credit card. And then in this episode, we are going to give you step-by-steps how to maximize this next 30 days to help you make more money. So since it's free and they don't even ask for your credit card and you can use the software, you're essentially going to potentially getting paid to try it out. And that is the cool thing about this software is Price Labs helps you make more money than you would without it. So it's one of those softwares that has an immediate ROI.
Yes. And Colleen, our amazing team member, is here with us. We are going to dig into what you should be doing daily, weekly, monthly.
Colleen is on the Thanks for Visiting team. She is also in our property management co-hosting team, and she is in charge of managing our revenue, and she's in charge of Price Labs, and she's been doing it for years. So in this episode, we dig in with her.
Years in the short-term rental?
Yeah.
But then decades
before
in the hotel world. So she has just this like storied career of revenue management for nightly stays. First, big hotel brands, then transitioned into short-term rentals. And so it's really exciting to listen to someone that truly was educated in revenue management for overnight stays in the hotel world, then transitioned that into short-term rentals. And we are here, and Colleen is linking arms with us to help you make more money. And there are going to be three things: minimum night stay, promotions, and gap nights. You're going to want to take notes and make more money for yourself.
Come for the tips, but then stay for
the lessons.
And Sarah and Colleen airing out their dirty laundry and a big mistake we made in Q1 of this year. And we want you to learn from our mistake, but we are very vulnerable. We're very honest, and it can save you so much money. Colleen Prochaska, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Colleen, let's give a quick background into why you love revenue management. Why do you love pricing? Why are you good at what you do for our property management company?
I love revenue management because I love making money. I find it to be exciting. I like that it's not a perfect science, and that you can experiment, and your experiments only just make you more money. And it's just exciting to watch your revenues grow.
I love that. So because I know in our, whether it's in Instagram, we're chatting with someone in our comments, or it's an email we're answering, or we're out at an event, for some reason, I don't know if it's the word like management or whatever, but people tend to set their prices, whether it's a weekday price, a weekend price, and then they kind of like let it go. You know what I mean? Like it's one set price, or they're using Airbnb smart pricing, which Airbnb wants you to get booked. And so in my experience, they will put you at a rate that will get you booked. And that may not be taking the largest share of what someone might be willing to pay for that night, but rather just get you booked as quickly as possible. And so that's not the best strategy either. So we're championing this month and all month long, use a dynamic pricing software using Price Labs. They have so generously offered our community 30-day free trial. They won't even ask for your credit card. So Colleen, we thought we'd have you on the show today talking about how our listeners can maximize this 30-day free trial and make some more money for their rental this month. And my hope is, Colleen, and I want you to be as honest as possible, but I do believe it's going to relieve a lot of hosts from thinking that it's this big task and it's really hard and it's complicated to figure out. So that's also what I want to talk about in today's episode with you.
That sounds great.
Let's do it. Because hosts get analysis paralysis, or they add on too much tech and just don't do it. So we are all revenue managers. We want to embrace that. Let's talk about what a host, when they're focusing on pricing, daily, weekly, monthly. We all have daily, weekly, monthlies through all the tasks that we have as hosts, but specifically for pricing, let's walk through what hosts should be doing every single day, Colleen.
In the revenue management world, ideally a host is not doing anything every single day. So with Price Labs, with a dynamic pricing software, you put your data in there and you teach it what you want it to do. And then of course it aggregates data and sort of performs things. So if you are in Price Labs every single day, you're probably doing a little too much. You're probably tweaking too much. You're probably not letting the software do what it's designed to do.
Score.
So if you are in Price Labs daily, back out of it.
Yeah. All right. So no daily, weekly, monthly. This should have a weekly, monthly.
Yes. Weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually, I would say. But we'll just start with weekly. So once a week, you should be logging into your Price Labs dashboard. And this is just an opportunity for you to kind of get a picture of how do we look with occupancy? Where are we standing? So Price Labs actually puts everything right in front of you, and they do stoplight style, red, green, yellow. Are we coasting? Are we in good shape? Are we yellow? Like, our occupancy isn't quite at the threshold that we should be. Are we red? Mayday, mayday, we're not booked. And I love it because right from that dashboard, you can review your prices. You can see, is there something going on? Is a price out of whack? Do I have limitation on my booking that is like people actually can't book? So here I'm thinking it's one thing, but it's this. So it's all kind of coupled in this one dashboard that every single week would be what you as a host would be logging into.
When we say weekly, do you choose a Monday morning, a Friday morning, a Wednesday? Should it be the same time, the same day every week? And what is that for you?
Absolutely. You should always, with anything that has to do with money, it should be on your calendar, scheduled, ready to go. Because if you don't have your dedicated time that you're doing this, you won't do it. And this, as far as, not to get off on a tangent, but as far as your host world goes, this is going to be your most important work. Because as I said, it's fun to make money. But what money is a tool for you to reach your hosting goals, whatever they are. And what the dynamic pricing software does is it just brings you more money to your bottom line. So we talk all the time about knowing your numbers and all of these things. As far as your pricing software goes, being able to charge maximum rate, you know, you can only, toilet paper only costs what it costs, you know, electricity only costs what it costs. So as you're, all what we're doing is increasing our top line revenue. It's just giving you more meat on the bone for your bottom line revenue. So taking the time, I do this on Sundays. That might not be conducive for all hosts. I know Sunday is a heavy departure day, but every Sunday I log in and I just get like a picture of what our upcoming weeks look like. That works for us because we fill every weekend. So I know when I log in on a Sunday, if I see any occupancy in the 7-day window for Friday, Saturday, I know that that's a red flag and that I need to quickly pivot so that we don't sit empty on a weekend. But that's going to be when what your day of the week is should be unique to your property and your booking window. But Sundays work for me.
And when you're sitting down on Sunday, Colleen, and looking at the dashboard that pops up the moment you log into Price Labs, it's right there. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you do if it's a yellow or a red?
Yeah. So if I'm seeing that occupancy isn't there, the first thing I'm going to do is go to the market dashboard, the neighborhood data within Price Labs. And I'm going to say, what's going on in the area? What's everyone else? Is everyone else booked? This is going to be your best place to start. Because I think we see we're not booked and we're like, we need to hurry up and lower the rate. Oh my God, what's going on? But knowing what's going on in your market is step A. So I go straight to the dashboard. Who else is booked? What's going on? What's the market occupancy? Is there demand in the market? From there, I can decide if I'm in line with the market, if I'm behind the market, you know, whatever. And then that's where I'm going to make a decision. And that those decisions could be, normally I require 2-night booking minimum. It might be allowing a 1-night stay. It might be running a promotion on Airbnb. You know, you can run a 20% promotion on Airbnb, which will have Airbnb email all its customers. You kind of get like a slash on your pricing. It looks really enticing. You know, those are different things that I might do. But certainly before I do anything to to change what our flow is, what our tried and true is, which in our market, our tried and true is that we can sell a two-night minimum on Friday and Saturday and that we can get a much, much higher rate. So before I'm going to pivot from that, I'm going to see what's going on in the area.
When you go into the neighborhood, so it is essentially showing you what literally my competitors down the street, what they look like. So that's no longer this like secret of whether or not they're booked or if they're holding it for their own personal use. Like Price Labs will tell me what's going on. And that's, there's no excuses there.
There's no excuses. Price Labs has, they've compared, it's, you know, it's your competitive set. So they are able to, with all of their data, they're able to say, this is what like properties are selling in your market. This is what their occupancy is. This is when we can know when those properties, what their booking window even is. So all of those items are available for you to review if you need to maybe make some changes in your world, you know? So if everybody around you has a booking window that's X, Y, and Z and yours is vastly different, okay, well, you probably have too many customizations or something going on your end because the market is going to, the market doesn't lie, right? That doesn't take into account reviews, pricing. It's just, it just is what it is. This is what the market is selling for.
I want to recap.
Sure, tool.
Because this was juicy knowledge here. When you see the yellow or the red, the first two things are, I want to take a look at my minimum night stay and then a potential promotion on Airbnb. Those are the first two things that always come to mind. What is a third thing? If you have to get creative, is there a third option? If it's like, okay, I went down to a one night stay. I did the promo, or how long do you wait for the promotion? Do you go with the promotion first? Is there like a 24, 48 hours that you see if that promotion works and then reduce the minimum night stay? How do you juggle?
Within the promotion in the on the Airbnb side, you can actually go in and see how many people have viewed it, if people looked at it but didn't click, if they, you know, so you can kind of see, was that enticing enough? Before I do anything else with my rate, because again, between Price Labs and your own historicals, your own education, you're priced appropriately. So you're asking a fair rate. So just always keeping that in mind that this, sure, this is a bonus that they're getting a promotion, but you're not out of whack in your pricing. That's not it. So the next thing I'm going to do is reach out to either the guest coming before or the guest coming. I'm going to try to fill that with somebody who's already booked. That's like what we call in our world, like low hanging fruit. Like they're already coming to Columbus. So if you can just offer them and you're already offering a 20% discount on Airbnb. So if you can just fill it with one of them, that would be step three.
Okay. So gap night. Let's name that. So gap night is you're like, wait, there's a booking here. Can I have them extend their stay or check in early, check out late? That is, again, like a no-brainer. It's you're already offering the promo price. Will you offer, well, I want to share this with everybody, so that guest, hey, do you want to stay longer? Do you want to stay throughout the weekend? What is that promo that you're going to offer that guest to either continue on their stay or come early?
Yeah, that can be all over the map. You know, you can say, hey, it's available. You can just, this works. This is going to be specifically juicy for somebody that fills on the weekend. So we've got people coming in on a Friday. Like how nice is it? Hey, you want to start your weekend early on a Thursday? We have it available and you're, it's, that already is exciting to the person, right? And their mind's already turning. If they're like, oh, it's a little bit out of our price range. Well, now you, they're coming. If they're saying, oh, it's a little bit out of our price range. Okay, well, now we just need to make it happen. And you're seeing from your own knowledge via this dashboard, you're empty. So bearing that in mind too, that you shouldn't get too fixated on what that percentage discount can be. So it could be 0% discount. It could just be like, hey, it's open. It could, on a Sunday night, I offer a 50% discount. We're not gonna sell. So that is just bottom line money at that point, because it's not an extra cleaning fee. It's nothing, right? It's just extra money. So I don't want to give a guideline and then it become like
someone's source of
right.
Yeah, someone's source of
yeah.
Truth.
But not, I think the loudest like message here that we've been trying to share, especially inside our membership, is if you are wanting to increase your revenue or your occupancy, you already have guests that are booked. So if they can stay longer, let's go there. It is a message to them, asking them if they want to stay. It really is that low-hanging fruit. So I love that we just added that in as that third option of trying to increase the occupancy and your revenue.
Before, if anyone out there is thinking, well, I don't know that anyone would come a whole, you know, night early. It's remember too, it could be checking in the day of their check-in at 10 a.m. You know what I mean? It could be them checking in at 11 a.m. Like there are people out there who money is a tool for them to have a more...
We just did this.
Yeah.
I was gambling at a hotel in London that we got in at 7 a.m. And they were like, you might be able to get early check-in. We were tired. We'd flown through the night. I was like, I do not want to gamble this. We were willing to pay a whole night. We booked the night before because I wanted Sarah and I to be able to sleep. That was the beginning of our trip. It was important to us. When we sat there and risk at the final, like the last day I called it, I was like, we need to just book the night before. We're going to be tired and we can't just rough it out in like the lobby or like try to do a tour. This is the whole rest of our stay. So, and that was the day before. So also that's the, also reaching out to, you can reach out to the guest ahead of time, but then right before their stay, reach out again. Things change, like life changes quick for that stay ahead of time or after. All right. So minimum night stay, promo, and then outreach to current guests that already have booked reservations.
I do want to speak to anyone out there who doesn't have the quick booking window like we do in Columbus. If you book further out and you understand your booking window is maybe it's a month, maybe it's 2 months, maybe it's 3 months. I mean, there are some rentals in our vacation rental area of Hocking Hills where people book a year in advance, 6 months in advance. This is where I think you can leverage text messaging and the same way we would leverage text messaging for gap nights, but also your email list. You know, we talk so much about emailing and like everyone in our membership is like, well, what do I talk to them about? Well, let them know of some specials that you have going on. What vacancies are you offering? And being able to fill any sort of yellow occupancy notifications that way too. So for us here in Columbus, it's such a quick turnaround for the metro markets. But if you're in a vacation rental market, you might have some more time and therefore maybe it's more expensive. And so maybe you might send those emails, those texts out with a little bit more time for a guest to make a decision, but still leveraging that direct connection with your list.
My last thing about the weekly and the promos, if someone is nervous to run a promo, what would be your advice to them if they have not yet, you know, ran a promo for their rental?
I don't know if everybody knows this, that when you're running a promo and you see that 20% off, that's not just 20 straight percentage points off the rate that's posted. Airbnb uses an average of the rate that you charge. So it might actually not even be 20% off your rate. It could be even less than 20% off your rate. So they take your ADR and they slash that by 20%. So that's that. And then also you have your numbers dialed in and you know your booking window. You know whether or not you're going to get booked. Your other option is to sit empty. So there's that.
Right. That's not a great option. Okay. So weeklies are taken care of. That's what we're going to do now with weeklies. Let's talk about monthly. Colleen, what is it that you do on a monthly basis? Now, I know you help us manage, around 30 different properties, but let's give averages of like when we talk about time here and what you do. Let's just look at one property. What happens on that monthly cadence?
So at the end of every month, I'm going to be doing a recap of how we did. Now, this is the recap that I do is not within Price Labs. This is my own separate spreadsheet that I use where I'm going to pull all of the top line revenue that we earned that month. And I'm going to figure out what our occupancy was, our ADR, our RevPAR, our revenue. Then I use that data to review that with our historicals. So at a minimum, did we beat last year? That's my goal. Of course, every month is to beat the previous year's month. And then I also go into Price Labs and use their market tab to make sure that we either beat or at least matched the comp set. So they have the same historicals. So all of that you use to see if you're in line for future pricing, you can look at that for backdated pricing too, to make sure that you at least at a minimum got your fair share of what business was in the market.
Colleen, you got to slow down. That is big time revenue management talk. No, I'm serious. You're like comps and dashboard. Slow it down for us. What should a host, like when they're looking at those comps, is it a dollar more? Are they looking for percentage? Are they looking for dollar amount? How are you judging? Is it a percentage or a dollar amount that you're trying to look at the competitor?
I look at revenue, dollar amount. I look at that because you get to revenue a couple ways, right? You can get to revenue with super high occupancy and mediocre average rate, or you can get to revenue with lower occupancy, super high rate, right? So I'm looking at RevPAR, I'm looking at revenue. From there, that's if you won or not. So the way that it was explained to me 300 years ago in the hotel world is you have a pie, right? So within this pie, 100% of your fair share is that pie. If you received a pie, but a bite was taken out of it, okay, well, did you get your full share of that pie? No, you didn't. So 100% of a pie, that means that you got 100% of your fair share in that market, right? If you got a pie and a bite of somebody else's pie, okay, well, now you beat that market, right? But if you're given a pie and Annette Grant pizza and you took a slice on your way home and now I'm missing one.
I did well, not get my fair share.
I didn't get my whole pizza. So there's a problem there, right? So that's what I'm looking at. And again, that number, this is what I love about revenue management, because as Sarah said, whether you're in Columbus with a short booking window, you're in a vacation market, it doesn't matter. It's the concept is the same, right? So you can apply this concept to anything, which is that if my occupancy for the month was 48% and I log into Price Labs and the market's occupancy was 52%, I did not get my whole pie, period.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof, I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes. I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats. And yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know. But I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostly, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes, plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostly's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostly's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostly's property management software to get $100 off.
Let's stop there. You log in, kind of red, yellow, green here. It's like, wait, I'm lower than the market share. What are next steps there when you're like, wait, I am underperforming in the market? What's the mindset there? Because you had those three hot tips for the weekly, the green, yellow, red. What do you do when it's in arrears, the month is closed out, and you see I didn't get my full share of the pie? What are those next steps?
Good question. That shouldn't be a shock to you if you're doing your weeklies. That shouldn't be surprising, right? With that said, we're not beating ourselves up. We're not, well, everything's over. No, that's not the case. Sometimes if you're getting the pie every single time, that's a separate issue. So we're not going to do that. What we are going to do is we're going to hone in on, I mean, within Price Labs, you can drill down to the day that you drop the ball. You can go to the scene of the fumble and figure out where it happened. So like you can do that. The other thing that you can do is just zoom out, look at your goals for the year. What is your revenue goal for the year? And everyone makes occupancy goals and this and this, and that's all of those are fun and they're great and whatever. But at the end of the day, the check to the bank, you write that in dollars, not in occupancy percentage, whatever. So I like to use revenue as my overarching goal, right? So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to say, okay, well, I didn't hit this number the way that I was supposed to. So I need to make up for that in some other way in the months, in these upcoming months. And I always say this, there's a lot of time spent on things that you can't change. That month is dead in the water, right? Nothing we can do. The best use of your time is studying your competitive set, making sure that you're priced appropriately, educating yourself on the market, and capturing that top revenue when you can. So there's more money to be made on high demand times than this kind of like scrappy revenue here and there. Like you can charge sometimes double your price on a busy night. What does that money do versus... Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, and what I'm taking away from this, Colleen, I never really thought about it this before. It's like, yes, you need to always care about your revenue management, like how you're managing the money that's coming in. Mm-hmm. But it sounds to me like if you have an off season, a shoulder season, a low season, for us, I'm just going to use an example. For us in Columbus, Ohio, you know, it's January through March. It's really brutal here. Instead of trying to like make a few extra $100 that month or $50 or another stay or two, it's almost, let's set some really realistic goals there.
Let's make sure we hit them and we're being realistic. And those goals are specific to that time frame. But let's be all hands on deck for making as much money as we can during our high season. Like,
yes.
I feel like sometimes people host coast on their high season because they're expecting money to come in. But that is sounds like that's the time of the year where you're probably leaving the most money on the table because you're just in your operations doing that thing and trusting that you're going to make as much money as possible when no, like you could be potentially adding an extra 25%, 50% to that average daily rate if you were really focusing on revenue during that high season. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. So what I hear a lot from hosts is we get $2,000 a night at our vacation rental in, you know, every August. That's the red flag. Not that they're slow in January because it's a beachfront property. They don't get any bookings, whatever it is. If you have made $2,000 a night on your beach rental every August for the past 3 years, that's a problem. Right. You should be making so much, probably so much more. I think people with the high season, and we've all are guilty of this. It is exciting to get bookings. It is exciting to look booked. It is exciting to see these high rates come in, but you are limiting yourself with how much money you actually could be making and what these high rates are. Like Annette Grant would say, like a high rate to who? To who? What does that mean? I said to her today, oh, we have tons of people doing that. And I knew she was going to say this. Well, what's tons?
Well, we were sharing before this episode, the property Sarah and I specifically own together. Let's share with the listeners the goal for that property right now.
Yeah. So this property is one that we're trying to really push rate on. Last year we did a midterm rental strategy January through March because we're in January, we're slow. This year we did not. So right off the bat, I know that my responsibility to my owners is, okay, well, I have to at least make what we would have made as a midterm rental last year. So that was the goal for Q1. Well, right after that, you know, it's like we're guns blazing as far as I would like to grow the rate year over year by 8% at that property. So I've committed that to the owners. So that's what I'll be doing, right? So I need to now when I'm looking at August, or I'm sorry, when I look at April, we just recapped, you know, I'm going to look at this month and I'm going to say, okay, well, did I have an 8% growth? Well, if I didn't, well, now I know I still have June, July, whatever it is. We've got concerts, we have football games, whatever. That's where I'm going to have to make up that money. And it is possible to be made up that way, right? But I can't do anything about what I did in April and not spending the time to know where I am. Then I won't know how I need to pivot if I even need to. Does that make sense?
And you're actually expecting occupancy to be a little lower.
Yes.
Because you are going to push the rate. But at the end of the month, we're going to make more money.
I'm not an occupancy. Is occupancy important? Of course. But revenue is what is important, right? So you get to revenue either in high occupancy, as I said, or high rate. I'm a work smarter girly, and that is a high rate. So that's what I'm going to do.
We are promoting Price Labs this month and proudly because we use it weekly and monthly in our business and quarterly and yearly.
Daily if we needed to.
Daily if we wanted to. But we don't need to, which is great for a host, especially since a majority of our listeners they do a lot of the operations themselves. We are busy. Like our listeners are busy. So that's actually a great thing. But we are promoting Price Labs this month. They are giving you 30-day free trial. They're not even going to ask for your credit card. So everything we just talked about, you can get onboarded onto Price Labs. What did Aviva say today? How quickly does it take to onboard? I think like an hour or two.
It's like freaky fast. Like Jimmy John's
like
subs.
Jimmy John's subs. No,
I think she said under an hour.
Yeah, because, and also what she said, Aviva is a team member on Price Labs. We just did an Instagram live. If you want to check out that live, it was actually really, really good. I learned a few things. But the one thing she said that actually surprised me, and Colleen, I would love to know your thoughts on this, is she's like, listen, Price Labs, when you guys go and you do your 30-day free trial and you upload your property, whether it's giving them your Airbnb link, your Vrbo link, or your channel manager link, or both, right? Both Airbnb and Vrbo, and you get on board in that hour or two, Price Labs already comes ready to optimize your pricing. You will have to choose a base price. So that's like the median price, right? Like that's like on average price. And that price is a living, breathing price. Like you can adjust the base price and that will help Price Labs then with the strategy. But what I'm getting at here is there are a lot of customizations. There's a lot of little toggles that you can turn on or whatever. And she's like, don't do all those customizations
unless you need to. Like Price Labs is already built to help you. It's already built with all the cool customizations. The only reason you would need to tweak it is like, she's like, maybe our, you know, gap night is offered 3 days out. Well, your booking window is 7 days. So that's not going to be helpful. So you need to turn the toggle on and customize it and tell Price Labs, well, my booking window is a little bit longer. So offer that gap night a little bit further out. So what's your opinion on that, Colleen? Like, is Price Labs a daunting software to learn, in your opinion, or was it pretty easy to at least get started and optimize your pricing right off the bat?
Yeah, I mean, it was easy in the sense that, like, we're just talking about pricing properties here. So it's, you know, you're gonna try some things out, right? You can click around, you can always undo something. So getting in there and spending time just kind of familiarizing yourself with how it works. Yes, and from that standpoint, and as far as setting your base price, yes, you have to do that. But they even walk in, it's called help me set my base price. So it couldn't be more like spoon fed to you as far as that goes. What I love about what she said with all the customizations is I think you have in your mind what the price of your property is, or you have in your mind how often people, like what the length of stay is going to be. And people set up Price Labs and they put up in all these customizations because they know their property. And it's something about online technology, because like you wouldn't get a brand new car and then like rework the whole engine, right? Like you would just assume that the person who sold you the car made the engine, right? But with Price Labs, it seems like everyone wants to get in there. They want to do this. They want to do this. They want to do this. Well, no, you have to let Price Labs learn your property.
Do its
thing. They know the market. Like let it mellow, mm-hmm. and then it will produce for you what it needs to. And yes, again, if you are so convinced that all of this data is wrong, and you then change the price. It's just like that.
I want to give it to everybody straight too. You're going to make a mistake pricing your property. We have all accidentally forgot to change a price or clicked a button that put something on autopilot. I'm sure there are so many listeners that when they first got started didn't have their cleaning fee and somebody stayed and we paid for the cleaning. Like, just know right now you are going to make a mistake and it is okay. Like, it's part of the process. There's so much noise out there of like making all this money and never making a mistake and automation. It's like, just allow yourself. You're going to mess up, fail faster, make those mistakes. Don't beat yourself up if it was a, you know, Taylor Swift came to town and you didn't know and you didn't switch it, Kentucky Derby, the cleaning. Like, people get so upset about that and then like obsess about it. Let it go. Hopefully you're in this for the long haul, you're going to be able to make that up. We could have multiple episodes on pricey mistakes that we've made. Actually, do you want to share a most recent mistake?
You knew she was going to bring it up, Colleen.
Let's just
give her one.
Let's keep it real.
Vulnerable moment, and she just runs with it.
And then, yes, she does. And I did know that. Actually,
but listen, like, before we hopped on, you just released a promo. It worked today. Gap nights are like zinging, you know, cooking and booking, right? Like the gap nights are working. Night so yes. A gap night today, a promo today. It's mm-hmm. all working, but we got to talk about.
Yes.
Some other things that happened too.
We're joking, and we made the mistake. We're not joking about that, but we are happy to air our failures because it's something that we did that we knew better than. Like we knew we shouldn't do it. We did it anyway. And the cool thing about that is, as humans, it's like a reinforcement. And sometimes we need that reinforcement of like, you knew that, you did it anyway. And
really?
It's
don't
showing
eat the pizza
you.
At 1 a.m.
Right. Yeah. You know what it's going to do to your tummy. Like,
but
don't know,
like,
okay?
But I'm going to. I want to.
So, Colleen, what did we do?
So, we're slow in our market, January, February for sure. And we know, and if you've heard us say this 300 million times, lowering your rate in a market does not increase demand. So, when we say that, we're saying that if there's nobody coming to town, you can drop your rate to $5. There's nobody coming. All you did was just sell your room for $5 to the one person that's coming that would have paid $100, right? So that strategy does not work. We know this. We have this tattooed on us. But in January, and we will thank Price Labs dashboard for this too. You know, you log on and it's just red, 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 and it does not look good. It feels terrible, right? So we did lower our rates in January to try to fill because I tried everything else and it wasn't working. So I'm like, maybe I'm wrong about this whole thing, right? So we did lower the rate, and our January went from like what's normally expected. That's what's crazy. Our January went from what we expected it to be to abysmal. And that is because the few reservations that we would have gotten anyway, we just got for like no money. So we could have reported to our owners January was flat, but instead we were like January's down in revenue like 15%. And that is a hard conversation to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's still like, it's so hard to still tell people because I know, I mean, we just got the question today earlier on, like, pretty much every time we talk about pricing, it's like, what do I do in the slow season? So that is like the first thing to do is drop the rate. So what, again, I think we need to go back and tell that story of like, is this the time that we're focusing on how can we make more money in those busy seasons? So let's flip it really quick because we also chatted about this. We do have some busier times coming up. And we're already within Price Labs going, oh, that's not $500 a night. That needs to be bumped to $575. So let's talk about, let's just share that really quickly of how you can like take that energy and shift it. Because how do we tell people don't do it though? What is that advice when they're wanting to just drop? Like, is it just reframe it, step away from the computer and then think about the busy season? Like, how can we give them a takeaway of what to do in that instance?
Yeah, I mean, the takeaway is to make yourself a checklist of what you can do. And it is not lower the rate. So you just have to, take that off your, you cannot lower the rate. That's not the answer. So the checklist is learn your competitors. If there's one thing that I can say, if I were in a saturated, busy market and I'm like, oh, bookings are down, I would know the competitors in my market, like the back of my hand. I would know what their amenities are. I would know what their reviews are. I would know what their guests are saying about them. So that is a great use of that hour that you'd spend lowering the rate. It would be looking at your goals and what are your revenue goals? Okay, well, what am I projecting for my busy months? And what, you know, those rate increases, they add up quick. So if I'm able to, in my busy month, if I'm projecting, you know, this X, Y, and Z, because I always make that month. Okay, well, if I want to make this percentage increase, well, let's get granular with it. What does that mean for an ADR for that month? So that's where I'd be making adjustments. Or if your goals are email marketing, maybe, you know, your slow season, or maybe you should be doing some preventative maintenance on your property. The one thing you're not going to do is lower your rate and just expect anything to happen. Because again, what we could have told our owners that we had an as expected month, and they would have been like, yeah, January's a bummer, but we weren't able to report that. And it's like, why would you ever want to report a loss in a month where you would have just made, you know, it's just leaving money on the table. But that was a brutal one.
It was tough, but Colleen, you and I both committed to maximizing April through December this year for mm-hmm. those owners and being hypervigilant on taking more than like them beating our competitors. And we're going to do it. That way at the end of the year, yes, we made our job a lot harder for ourselves, but it's not impossible to still be really great co-hosts for them and rock it out and do what we promised them. So, and that's the thing too, is like, we know better and we still made a mistake, everyone. And because you get panicked, especially when it's not your property and you get, you have a lot of responsibility, but it's to learn from it and back away from your computer and stop lowering. Right. Learn from us. I feel like we need a bumper sticker that's like back
don't
away
lower your rate.
From the, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
lower your rate.
You
don't ever lower
it.
Your rate.
Right.
Let's wrap up this episode. Again, head on to the show notes. We have a link for you from Price Labs. Get 30 days free trial. You won't even ask for your credit card. You can try out their marketplace dashboard. You can dive into your neighborhood stats. You can do all the things within Price Labs for free for 30 days. You can make, literally, they're like, come and try our software and make more money.
Right.
Like they're essentially paying you
and
to try it out.
Get excited about this. Like I think that sometimes we get like scared instead of getting excited. Get so freaking excited about learning something new and learning a way to make more money.
Yeah, actually, and when you schedule your weekly and monthly, title the date with yourself, make more money, and you're not going to miss that appointment. And if you've got, what, Colleen, if they've got less than five properties, would you have them schedule their weekly at 30 minutes or an hour?
30 minutes for less than five properties. Perfect.
Great.
Boom.
This is doable, everyone. Okay. So if you need any encouragement and accountability, you know where to find us on Instagram. Thanks for visiting _. You can email us hi@thanksforvisiting.com. You can even better, not that we don't want to talk to you, we actually would love to talk to you. You can also reach out to Price Labs customer support. It is not one of those customer support systems where you like email the abyss and hopefully hear back in 24 to 48 hours via email. No, they are like in their chat, their whole team shares a responsibility of being the customer service. They have webinars that
hardly anyone attends. So when you attend, you get like one-on-one support. They are actively wanting their users to use the software, right? They want you to stick around and use it. So they are making sure that you are getting really great support and making sure that it is demystified and that you don't feel overwhelmed. So we're happy to be there and answer any questions, but truly the team at Price Labs, and you can meet them all month long with us, and they're really great human beings. So there's that too. All right. Well, with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.